could advance manufacturing using innovative technology to improve the way we make goods or even invent new things be the key to Australia's post-COVID economic recovery? The sector argues it is, but it says it's facing a $1.8 billion cut to research and development funding planned before the crisis hit, and it will tell a parliamentary committee today the cuts shouldn't go ahead. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
As the COVID crisis hit, the government praised Australia's factories for quickly retooling to produce vital medical equipment and fill in gaps created by faltering international supply chains. But now the sector says it's being targeted for cuts to tax incentives that help it develop new products and processes to make the economy more resilient. Misha Schubert is CEO of Science and Technology Australia, which advocates for research.
We would strongly urge the Parliament to rethink the merits of this legislation. This was introduced last December before a pandemic had struck. And our view would be that keeping investment in research and development will be really important to reboot Australia's economic growth.
And indeed, that's a point the government itself has made.
When they were called on, our manufacturers stepped up to deliver.
That's Industry Minister Karen Andrews, who made a speech at the National Press Club late last month as the government began planning an economic recovery from the COVID crisis.
My speech today is about putting our manufacturing front and centre, which is precisely what the Prime Minister and I have been doing.
But Misha Schubert says the planned $1.8 billion cut to government funding for research and development runs counter to that pledge, and she's calling on the government to put the same amount of money back into the sector through direct grants if the legislation's passed.
We absolutely agree with the government that Australia should use this opportunity to think about how we develop stronger sovereign capability, especially in manufacturing. And in our mind, a much greater sovereign capability for Australia across all of our industry sectors has to be underpinned by lots of high-quality local research and development.
Labor's criticism of the planned cuts is more blunt.
All the time it has been saying that it really is interested in promoting manufacturing. This gives the lie to that claim.
That's Victorian Senator Kim Carr, who's also attending today's Senate inquiry. As Industry Minister in the then Rudd government in 2009, he introduced the tax incentive scheme for research and development.
What this government is doing is actually having an assault upon our universities, assault upon our science agencies, and assault upon private investment in solving the country's problems. And I can't follow why you would do that at a time of economic crisis like we now face.
So to be clear, what is Labor promising the sector?
Well, we've always argued that there are improvements that can be made in terms of the integrity of the scheme, but we want to work with industry, we want to work with our scientists, we want to work with our researchers to be able to come up with local solutions so that we're able to ensure that this country is economically much more independent of the international supply chain.
But the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, told AM in a statement the government spending about $7.6 billion on direct funding for research and development and remains committed to supporting R&D as a way of improving economic competitiveness.
Tom Eagledon reporting.